Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nori Mirosik Sheikh, schus Moshe Mishnah, Moshe Moshe Mordechai. And the schus for Shlita Nafshi with Daniel Kratka Shlita. Baruch Hava Tzlach B'chol Maaseh Yadav. And we're going to be discussing B'siyata Dishmaya, the union of a woman who makes Birchas HaTorah and stopped to do what she had to do, as women have to do stuff during the day. And when she goes back to learn, she says Birchas Torah, she learns a little bit, she does says her daily Tehillim, she does a little Parsha, she stops, and then later on she goes to hear a shir, she turns on a shir, she turns on Wayu Torah, whatever it may be, or she learns by herself, she learns the Chavrusa. She wants to learn again, she has to say Birchas Torah, that's the Shaila. And I'm basing this on the Torah that I received from Mordechai Rabbi. I'm going to go to B'chai Meir Harwitz Shlita. We say Maseches Brachos, and if you're Alpha, and Beis Amri Yudam Rishmol, Hishkim Lishnois, if you get up to learn, for Shema you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Once you read Kriya Shema, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah because you're pater in Avi Rabba. Tosfos there writes from the Yerushalmi that Avi Rabba pater is Birchas HaTorah. It's dafka if you learn right away. And the rewrites that the Yerushalmi is talking only when you bank Avi Rabba. Shenitka b'shvil Kriya Shema. El diosim zaydecho was Birchas HaTorah. But Aval hamavarich b'boker brachas haTorah shein ikar the brachas haTorah poitras kol hayom. That the Yerushalmi is talking about brachas avi rabba that Chazal were metaken for Kriya Shema. You just have to be yotzei brachas haTorah. But the bracha that you make in the morning, the brachas haTorah you make in the morning, that's ikar, and that patters you for all day. So the ideal Birchas Torah, the classical Birchas Torah, is the one we make in the morning, first thing in the morning. But if, but the Avid, you missed it, and you said Birchas Torah, you said Avi Rabba, and you said Shema, that covers you. But the classical Birchas Torah is what we make first thing in the morning. So, Frek Tosfos, famous Tosfos, maybe one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas. So how's it different than Sukkah? Sukkah you make every time you eat a new meal. So how can Birchas HaTorah once is good for the whole day? Why Birchas HaTorah patters you the whole day? If Birchas HaSukkah doesn't patter you the whole day, why is Birchas HaTorah patter you the whole day? So and for Tosfos, Shani Torah, Dein Shein Amiyai Shtai, the Torah you never have Yehush from. Tuchshad Yim Chub Luma Duxiv Yisib Yom V'layla V'abikmi Yoshev Kol Yom B'loi Hefzik. Avel Echila B'sukkah Yeshah Kvua. When it comes to Torah, you have no Yehush from. Because you're always mechuyev to learn. So it's like you never stopped. But achila b'sukkah, you're not always eating a meal, I hope. But when you have learning, you never stop. Because you never have Yehush from learning. You're always coming back to it. Tzvi Rabbi Yona, or Soloveitchik Agav, has a beautiful mashal of a woman, a mother, whose child is playing in the other room, and she's in the kitchen. So she doesn't have Yishev Hadas from... She doesn't have a Hesach Hadas from her child. It's always there in the subconscious. She's always coming back to her child, even though she's doing other things. Tzvi Rabbeinu writes, you can't compare it to tzitzis and tefillin. They're the mitzvahs all day, but every time you take it off and put it on, you make it a bracha. Because there you finish the mitzvah. But Torah never finishes. Chol shayit yushayit v'chuvukam. You always have a chiyuv. So that's where Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah is. Tosfos says, you never miyai shtaito, because you're always mechuyev to learn. Rabbeinu Yonah says similarly, Kol shaiti v'shaiti v'chiyuv v'kaim, you always chayiv. So from Tosfos you can take out two chidushei halachas that people aren't knowing. Number one, what about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is no chiyuv Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, you make Birchas HaTorah. Shibolei Alekid writes, Yishkonim Shor Mashem V'Vrachim Birchas HaTorah, Shor Asur Medirei Torah Medoshim Tzal, Nenir Tzar Chiyuv. Some say you don't make Birchas HaTorah at all. But Shibolei Alekid doesn't agree with this. Shor Yerushalei Likros B'Torah V'Yuv V'Kinos V'Vrachim V'Vrachim Shibiyam V'Hel Kachmar Birchas HaTorah. He says you're allowed to learn the sad parts. You're allowed to learn Job. You're allowed to learn the kinos. You're allowed to learn the sad things in Jeremiah. So you say Birchas HaTorah. So you see, there's no chiyuv to learn Torah and Tisha B'Av. But you say Birchas HaTorah because you're allowed to learn the sad things. And that's like the Ritva on Moed Kadin, Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. But you're allowed to learn Torah, therefore you say Birchas HaTorah. So it would appear from the Aruch HaShulchan, Yoreh Deyasim, Shem Pei Dalsi Fa'al. So according to this, you make Birchas HaTorah and Tisha B'Av and you stopped, so you'd have to make a new bracha. Because it's not like you're Eino Miyai Shtaito, you're Chayiv every moment, Eino Miyai Shtaito. You're not Chayiv every moment, you're not Chayiv B'chal to learn on Tisha B'Av. So L'chor and Tisha B'Av, every time you start learning again, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, V'zu Lo Shamanu. We never heard that. So the truth is, is that Chacham Ovadia has a tshuva about this in the Abi Omer, in the eighth volume, Yerdei Simon Lamed Hey, and he brings from Chaim Palagi, the Stechemet, who all did the Zechiv to learn on Tisha B'Av. The Dvarim HaMutarim, you're obligated. And so is Machriya Ravad Yosef LaHalacha. But why was he Machriya this Pepshitus? We have a Ritva now like that, we should buy it like now like that. It's not a Chiv, it's a Rishus. He also brings the Mari Tats, there's no Chiv. He also brings the Mari Ayish, there's no Chiv. So Mechit Esi, there's a Chiv. So Machoikis, why does he pass? Why is he Machriya, there's a Chiv? We don't say Eshlor Ba'Velish, because of a Ritva B'Ksubis. The Yerma Eschuchutz, the part of Mitalma Torah. But you still make a brichas Torah. So the din would be that if you stop and Oval stops learning, then he has to make the bracha again. Then he would have to make brichas Torah again if he stopped learning. And that we don't find. So we have a Ha'ara Lagabi Tisha B'Av, that since there's no Chiyuv, the whole word, you only have to make one bracha, because he's always Chayiv. But if there's no Chiyuv, so like on Tisha B'Av or an Ovel, you would have to make a new bracha each time. Tisha B'Av is Machlekes. The Ogur in Siman Beis brings to the Ma'aril that Nashim Achayav is the very bracha of the Torah. V'etik amor on a mechaber, halacha b'sim memzayin sif yudalit, v'beis yosef v'etik, sh'mei da ogur, kama to omim, ma'i chayin chayabos b'rachas ha-tayra, ha'ar p'turus imitzalim b'tayra. So he writes, v'ot kein v'vorchas ha-kriyas ha-karbonos v'tfila, can I get a karbonos tikmur, v'ein chavos b'tfila, v'ein chavos gam kein kriyas olib ha-karbonos, kol kein shilirei sim, kol shkan dibei ha-smag, shkol shanur chavos lom adadina v'shiyachim lehem. So why are we making b'rachas ha-tayra? So he explains, because they read karbonos. And tefillahs can get karbanos, and they're obligated to daven. And they read the parashas of the karbanos. And also, nashim chayavos lomar adinam shayachim behem. Women are obligated to learn those dinam that are shayach to them. Das agra, dein chayavos levarach, el hashem mutaris levarach brichas hatara. Kedekayim lan shem avarach, asal mitzisese shesman grama. So the Gra writes that they're not chayiv to make, but they're allowed to, because we pass and they make a bracha on mitzvah shemayim grama. They also make a bracha. So either it's because they're chayiv to learn the dinam that are shaykh to them, or because they say parashas karbanos and tefillah, which is kenegad karbanos, or because they make a bracha on mitzvah shemayim grama, like the Gra says, they're also allowed to make a bracha on brachas Torah, on the Torah. And the Chiddush Maran Rizal Levi on the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, he brings from his father the Grach. Also, he's a famous word that make a bracha on the Chetz of Torah. However, the Shaila comes up, what about a woman who made brachas Torah and then she stopped? And she was Yetzei Lasakeh. And she wants to go again and learn. She has to make another bracha. So if you say that she's chayev as kol sha, she's not chayev as kol sha. And the smak says she has to learn her dinim, but she's not chayev all day to learn her dinim. And she has to make the bracha for the karbanos, so she said the karbanos, she's done. So maybe women would have to say brachas Torah every time they start learning again. Vizu lo shamanu. This we haven't heard. In fact, it's a tzlach in brachas. He says that it's a davar chadash, lo matzah kem divrei shana v'achroinim. And it's a Yeshua siyankiv in orichayim and simen mem zayin. So we can say that even by anashim, ma'atim hem ayodim adiyanim v'shayachim lehem l'chol piratayim v'tiktu kem v'kol shem nashim. So maybe you can say that women have to know all their din and they are chayiv to learn all day. And therefore, even if they stop, they have to, they don't make a new bracha because they have to learn all the dinim that are shayach to them. And let's face it, most women aren't bikios in all of Hilchos Lashon Hara and all of Hilchos Shabbos and all of Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha and all of Hilchos Kashrus and all of Hilchos sayings. A lot of halachos that are shaykh to women. So since until they know them, maybe they're chayv to learn all. It's a hard thing to say. Also, that's not a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's a chiyuv of learning the halacha of the sheyachus of them in order to know what to do. If it's not a chiyuv on the etzem haTorah, then you would have the question of why they have to make the brach at all. If they're not a chayim in etzem alim haTorah. So the answer is lamaisa, they're learning Torah. Their chiyuv doesn't come from the fact that they have to learn Torah be'etzem. It just is a means to order to know the halachas. The fact that they're learning is mechayiv them in birchas haTorah. It's also mechayiv in birchas haTorah. Not only the fact that you have to learn the etzem Torah, but even if you learn in order to know what to do, and remeil until they know what to do, they have to keep learning, and therefore they're going to keep make a brach. When they stop learning, they have to go back and continue. Now, according to the first reason, shekaseva agur shechavis, because they have to say korbanos and they have to say tefillah. Tefillah kineged korbanos. So you can't say, oh, they're not Mesiach Das, because they know they're going to read again at Mincha. So you could say the same thing about Mesukah. You know, you're going to need another Suda, you don't have to make a Nebracha. We have to make a Nebracha. So why would they, why aren't they making a new bracha when they daven, even though they daven again, if they say Karbonus at Mincha, I don't know how many women say Karbonus. But even if they say Karbonus again at Mincha, so why aren't they making a new bracha? Now it could be, according to the Yogur, that they're obligated to say Parashat Sa'ola. So since women are Chayav B'Tefillah only B'Drabbanan, that's a Ramban, that Rambam tells Daraisa, they're Yotzei de Chovev as Kras Bakasha Achas, like the Magen Avraham says in Kufa of Sif Katan Beis. So the saying of the parashat Ol is only Chiv de Rabbanan. So maybe their whole Chiv in Birchas Torah is only de Rabbanan. Then be Daraisa, then Achayav is Lulma Torah. And then Afkamina would be where a woman's mistapeket, so she said Birchas Torah. A man, we say, he says Asher Bacharbana, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Reis Samach, the name of the Shagas Arya. But that's only a man. A woman wouldn't have to make a Nebracha because she's only Chayav is Midrabbanan. Another nafkamin would be that she can't be motzi a man. A man is chayiv chiyuv Torah. A woman is chayiv only derabbanan. And the Mishnah Berura, the Bir Halacha, in Siman Mem Zayin, Gibur Maskil Nashim, he copies from the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Zav Siv Katan Aleph, that women can be motzi a man. And as Mashivin, according to the sheets, that Birchas of Torah is a chiyuv Torah. Why would that be? A woman's only chayiv derabbanan. So maybe the Magen Avram is a sfeik sfeika. Safek, maybe the woman is chayiv birchas haTorah, because she has to learn her dinim, and therefore she's chayiv midaraisa. And if you say women are only chayiv derabbanan, so man is also a safek. Maybe he's only chayiv derabbanan. So safek motzi safek. So women has one side that she's chayiv men haTorah, and she could be motzi a man. And if she's chayiv derabbanan, maybe we're chayiv midarabbanan. So, Mori Rabbeisai, this was a little bit of a taste. We still have Arbe Malomar Banosea Ze Nose Rachav Ve Umeratek Azani Sharu Imanu Ubezrat Hashem Anachno Namshich Bashiur Haze Aval Bintayim Lifnei Shenafsik. אנחנו נחזור קצת לגוף דברי התוספות. גוף דברי התוספות. Who said that a woman, who said that that a man has to doesn't say Brachas Torah more than once because he's never miyaj das. The Rush is different lashon. The Rush's lashon is that bnei adam sherugilim tamid lasuk b'toyra, and even when they go to work, they're always rushing back to learn. That's not considered a hefsek. So Tosfos's lashon is he's not miyaj daito. And the lashon of the rush is that it's regilus. So is he arguing with Tosis or is he agreeing with Tosis? Tosis is telling the chiyuv. The rush is telling the regilus that people are used to going back. If it's telling regilus, maybe they're too new dinim. So if you hold on Tisha B'Av, that you're not chayiv to learn, so it's a hefsek, so you have to go back and say Birchas Torah. That's according to Tosfos, it's Talyam Chiyuv. But according to the Rush, the Regilus Talyam Milsa, we could say that the Tisha B'Av, that's the Regilus. The Regilus is that people are always going back to their learning. Ulegabe Noshim, יצא אין חייבס לחזור לברך, שכל כמה שאין את יודעת הדינים שלהם בכל פרטיהם, מי חייב עליהם ללמוד כל היום? שלדעת הרש לא יועיל טעם זה, וגם אם נעים את החייבס מקום כן רגיל לחזור לתלמודה. Besides tolerating the chiyuv, so maybe women are chayv to learn their dinim. Women are chayv to learn their dinim. But if it's tolerating regilus, the women don't have regilus to constantly go back to learn. So maybe they would have to make she would have to make a new bracha. If it's tolerating the chiyuv, so maybe they have a chiyuv to constantly learn because they have to know their dinim. But if it's regilus, so then her regilus is not always learned. So she would have to make a new bracha. So on the chiv, she wouldn't have to make a new bracha. And we could say a fakirta nafkamina, that Tosis is lekula and the Rosh is lechumra. The Rosh in the Tshuva called Dalet writes, "B'shalti mechopam v'kam shi'asek b'tor tzorach levracha b'riches atayra tshuva." Mish taras imnasa v'enu mevata l'kserach l'achzer racha parnasasa b'chopam daitu alimudo. ומיד חוזר לעולם ללימודו, אחר שעשר צורכי פרנסס, ואם ססק דור המטלם, אין צורך לברך, דן כאן עשר חדס, ואין לאו צורך לברך. So from his lashon, you see להדיה, that it's only mam is somebody who's tarasu nasa, he's always learning. But if somebody who's not constantly, he's not a masmid, they don't have to make a new bracha each time, so that's all according to the rush. But according to us, it's totally in the chiyuv. So therefore, even if he's not a masmid, he's not always going back to his learning, so he would have to make a new bracha. He wouldn't have to make a new bracha. According to the Rashi, he has to make a new bracha if he's, unless he's mamash masmid. He's always going back to his learning. But somebody who's not, wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Would have to make a new bracha. So it comes out that Tois is lakula, since you're chayiv. Then one is enough. But according to the Rosh, most people aren't on that madrega, so that they're always learning. So in Mela, you're always making new brachas. The Rosh is the Chumra. And Tamid ben Yonah writes, the name of ben Yonah, that you can be mechalek between somebody who learns b'kviyas all day, or most of the day, But somebody only learns b'mikra. Somebody learns b'mikra is always going to have to even make a new brachas of Torah. Somebody who learns b'kfiyos isn't. But no golem shall levarach klal. They only make once a day. So Mir Tashem, the next year, we're going to continue this. Thank you so much for listening. Hadvarim hayu niflaim.